south of Point Pelee.
Hello, I'm Dion Jones from Alpha, North Wales. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston, Ontario.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Folks, we just heard Billy Came Back. That's a new track from This Is Lorelei. And folks, is it hot enough out there for you? Are you sweating? Are you feeling it? I know it's sort of cooled down this week, but especially in last week in Toronto, oh my God, it's been like criminally hot. Like with the Humidex, it's like plus 40. It's just untenable. I think about all of the soccer hooligans, all of the international tourists that we have in the city coming for these games, who are thinking, wait, isn't Canada supposed to be cold? What is going on here? Why is this happening to me? To which, what can I say but same, fam? But yeah, folks, thanks for tuning in. We've got a great show for you this week. Lots of great new music coming out. We're sort of in prime time. Everyone's vying to see who's going to be the song of the summer. I think I have mine already. We're going to hear that later on in the episode. You know, don't hold your breath for that, because we've got 2 hours of great music to play you. What do we have coming up next? Oh, we've got Gospel Oak by Wolf Alice. Can I just let you know about... So I've started a new job. I am a natural resources worker for the city of Toronto now. I hold the applause, I know. It's been a lot of fun, especially the last like couple weeks. I've just been handed a machete and pointed towards Japanese knotweed and garlic mustard, mostly the former though. And I've just been going to town, and I gotta say, walking with like a big knife down like the river, down Mud Creek as we call it, and just chopping all of the plants that you don't want to see, and putting mulch around the ones that you do want to see, you feel like you're in like Legend of Zelda. You know, you're marching, it's hot, you're combating bugs and stinging nettle and, you know, thorny ash, prickling ash and all of these things. And you're just, yeah, it's a real treat. I'm very happy that I get to be able to do such goofy stuff every day, regardless of how hot it is outside. Anyway, folks, Gospel Oak, Wolf Alice, here we go.
Well, maybe I'm a little bit slow. I just consistently ache.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Boots of Danger, Wait Up by Tokyo Police Club. Before that, we heard Middle of Nowhere, Hot Hot Heat. And at the top, we heard Gospel Oak, that's a new track by Wolf Alice. How's that for like a little like mid-2000s throwback Canadian indie stuff? Hot Hot Heat, Tokyo Police Club, remember these folks? I adore these bands both, but I'll always remember the fact that always sticks out for me is that Hot Hot Heat's Bandages was banned from American airwaves during the height of the Iraq War, because the American powers that be did not want people thinking of bandages and people of American soldiers coming home wounded. So that song was banned from American airwaves, which is pretty funny. But that is not what we're talking about right now. What we're talking about right now is me, folks. I can't help but share this horrible, gross fact that has just been... it has completely taken over my life, which is, of course, the fact that it is hot and I am sweating. Normal, you know, metabolic reaction, nothing to be ashamed about, you would say. Except that, like, I'm sweating so much more than all of my coworkers. They're not in better shape than me. I know that's what you're saying, that's what you're thinking. No. I'm definitely... you know, working harder, like I'm often doing the pitchforking of the mulch or whatever. I tend to volunteer for the most strenuous jobs, but I just, like, every day by like 10 a.m. I look like I jumped in a pool. I'm so sweaty, and people have like asked me if I'm okay. They're like, oh, do you need like extra water? Like, they're concerned about me. I'm so sweaty. And folks, I don't know what to do about this. If you have any advice, I've been thinking of bringing a handkerchief with me, but like, it's just, we're so much in like the dirt and the soil and the mulch and everything that like any handkerchief that I'm going to be rubbing across my face is going to be covered in dirt within seconds. So I just don't know. How do you stop sweating? But one of my coworkers says it's because I'm German and that kraut sweat a lot. Which, you know, is my cross to bear. We've done so much to the world. I can take the sweating if that's the onus that is thrust upon me. But folks, if you know how to help me, DeanHaydon@hotmail.com, HAYDON, send me an email. Let me know, how do I stop being so gross? Because I'm used to being an amount of gross, but like, this is just beyond the pale gross for a simple boy like me. But you know what's not gross, folks? You know what's actually kind of beautiful? This new Sight Unseen track. So this is Courtney Barnett featuring Waxahachie. Courtney Barnett's new record, Creature of Habit, is out now. I highly recommend it. If you were a Sometimes I Sit and Think fan, this is right up that alley. I think it's sort of a return to form. Really, really dig this record, and I dig this track. Sight Unseen, Courtney Barnett, Waxahachie.
act. Come on to the house. The only things that you can see is all that you lack. Come on up to the house.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard I Was a Lover by TV on the Radio. That song and that album that it's from, Return to Cookie Mountain, is 30 years old this week, which is incredible to think about. Before that, we heard Coax Me, a classic by Sloan. And at the top, we heard some new Courtney Barnett featuring Waxahachie. That was Sight Unseen. Now, folks, one sight that I have seen is none other than David Cronenberg's Rabid. I've been trying to work my way through the Cronenberg oeuvre. If you're interested in that as well, if you're trying to be patriotic post-Canada Day, check out Canopy. The Kingston Library is associated with it. And then you can watch all of these movies for free, which I highly recommend. But yeah, I watched Rabid, which is an early Cronenberg flick. And it's pretty fun. It's pretty goofy. It's about this lady who, like, contracts this, like, bloodborne illness that, like, she has, like, this proboscis sort of ovipositor thing that comes out of her elbow. Armpit. Armpit, sort of the elbow of the shoulder, if you think about it. She's turning everyone into zombies. It's a pretty goofy movie. The boyfriend character, motorcycle cool guy boyfriend, who's unfortunately our main character, I guess, is just so boring and so nothing, and I wish he didn't exist at all, and that we got more time with the doctor who is treating her, because he seems like a more interesting figure. He's got more going on. But anyway, I say the boyfriend's the star of the show. Maybe he's our hero, but the lady, the girlfriend, motorcycle accident victim, is obviously our main thrust here. Forgive me if this is crass. I don't mean it to be crass, but I appreciate Cronenberg. Like, this is, if I was to do like a pithy one-line letterbox review of Rabid, I would say I appreciate that Cronenberg also understands and groks the danger and allure of a Montreal girl's armpit, which is essentially what all of this movie is. What else is there to say? There's some goofy sweaters and accents. It's sort of not paint by numbers, but it's towards like the midpoint where it's just like, okay, we know that that lady like hurt that guy, so that guy's going to become a zombie, and we just have to like watch that all play out. And that happens like three times. You're like, okay, I'm kind of over this. All in all, I would say good movie, fun movie. Especially when you see, like, towards, like, the third act, you see, like, these dump trucks, just, like, lines and lines, like, a score of dump trucks is just pouring out of this street as our characters are trying to get somewhere. And then only after is it revealed that each dump truck is filled with human bodies who have been contaminated. And then, like, the federal government just, like, shoots them and puts them in the dump truck, and then they've been doing that all weekend or for however long. Crazy stuff, cool stuff. Canadian horror classic, Rabid. Check it out. In the meantime, though, what should we play for you next? Okay, here's a horrible song, or horrifying, at least. Tom Waits. I've been inspired by a coworker of mine who's also a Tom Waits head, and we've been commiserating about that. But here we go. Tom Waits, Come On Up to the House.
Couch. You'd have told me I'd have turned this house upside down again. Wouldn't believe it. Wouldn't I've been down. I've been a danger to myself. Beauty told me I was good enough. I'd have given up by now. Would you believe it? Would you believe? I bet all of my money on trouble. You bet all of your money on us. I bet all of my money on trouble. I've been in it ever since I fell in love. You would have given up by now. I thought you would have given up by now. I thought you would have given up by now. Maybe it isn't the end.
Trouble, you bet all your money on us. I bet all. color of the night. All the smoke for one light gives way to shaky movement, improvisational skill, a forest of whispering speakers. Let's swear that we will get with the time, current health to stay. Let's get friendship right. Get life day to day. Forget your skate screen. Full counter villain walls. Diverse as ever seen. Proceeding on a need to know. Face so fully lean as to almost make it glow. For a good life, this might have to weaken and find somewhere to go. Color of the night, and all the smoke in one light gives way to shaky movements, improvisational skill in a forest of whispering speakers. Let's swear that we're well. Get with the time. Current health to stay, and let's get friendship right. Get life day to day, and the forget your skate stream. Full of countervailing walls, as diverse as ever seems. Proceeding on a need to know, face so
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard arguably the most middle school song of all time, at least if you're in my cohort. This is just, it's so goofy. The title, how it's, you know, described in the song, just everything about it. This is USS. Ubiquitous Synergy Seeker, of course, with their song Hollow Point Sniper Hyperbole. That's sort of like, you know how like Childish Gambino like named himself off of like a Wu-Tang Clan online name generator? Hollow Point Sniper Hyperbole feels like AI. It feels like the sort of string of words that you would have in like a password or something. I love it. Before that, we heard Ruben and the Dark with his brand spanker track that's called All My Money. And at the top, we heard Come On Up to the House, Tom Waits. Associates of mine have said, get off the cross, we could use the wood. Referenced RuPaul as the person who said that. No. RuPaul is quoting Tom Waits. We live in a much stranger world than you would imagine. Anyway, folks, here's a strange song to suit a strange world. This is Daughter of Swords with their new track, Money Hits. Here we go.
The living room was full of flies. The kitchen sink was blocked. The bathroom sink not there at all. Ooh, it's a mess, all right. Yes, it's my end. And now we're living in the sky. I never thought I'd live so high. Just like heaven, if it didn't look like hell. The lift is always full of piss. The fifth floor landing smells of fish. Not just on Friday, every single other day. Below the kids come out tonight. They kick a ball and have a fight. And maybe shoot somebody if they lose a boom.
Go. Ooh, it's a mess, all right. Yes, it's weird. This machine.